This is Ed Serwin from Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending December 13th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 245.03, which was $7.51 lower. There were 847 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was about 12% of the total volume. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice, which includes all the different types of sales along with that daily trade, it was at 251.18, and it was only $3.27 lower, due partially to the buffering effect of the formula prices. Many of the formula prices are based off of the previous week's prices, so they have a tendency to slow down the rapid decrease or increase that occurred in that daily trade. The total reported box beef volume jumped again as the prices declined. There were 6,956 loads sold for the week, which was 474 loads higher than the previous week, and it actually jumped over 1,000 loads compared to 2 weeks ago. The formula sales were steady at 3,404 loads, which was only 63 loads lower than last week, and 49% of the total loads sold. These formula sales run close to half of the total sales volume each week and have a tremendous impact on the average prices for the week, like we talked about just a second ago. Exports, as reported on the weekly box beef report, are predominantly muscle cuts, and they were at 836 loads, which was 45 loads better than the previous week. 173 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 663 loads were shipped overseas. Taking a look at the primal cut trade, the chucks, loins, and round primal cuts prices were about $4 lower. The rib prices started its seasonal descent after buyers completed their holiday shopping spree, but only dropped about $3 after climbing $63 since the first week of October. However, rib prices normally drop quite a bit more severely later in the month, since in the past years it usually gave up most of what it gained prior to the holidays. The tremendously rising rib prices carried the cutout during the last 6 weeks because the other cuts have been mostly steady the week, and the impact of the falling prices on this rib primal will no doubt have a direct impact on the choice cutout unless the other primals rally quite substantially. The most recent outfront sales jumped 608 loads compared to the previous week to a total of 1,387 loads for the week. Outfront sales normally jump in December as buyers book product for ad specials after the holidays. The biggest chunk of outfront sales were round type products that were priced either side of steady compared to the formula prices. Some were sold a few dollars less and some a few dollars more. However, the second biggest item were the middle meats, and they were a much different story. They were sold out front at quite a bit less. An example would be the current formula price on 109 ribeyes averaged $7.97, and the out front sales averaged only $5.89. The cow cutout was $3.30 lower, and the 90% trimmings were about $5.50 lower. The cow cutout was actually at 233.53 on Friday, and the select cutout was at 234.10, so they continue to trade in a very close range. The fall run for cows continues to be smaller than normal due to the several previous years of drought conditions. The big thing to watch in the upcoming weeks will be the dairy cow slaughter if milk prices continue to fall like they have recently. The finished cattle live trade was $4 to $6 lower in a light test, and the dress prices were $7 to $8 lower at $2.56 to $2.57 on a light test also. The 5-area weighted average price for steers was at 162.38, with about 12,900 head of volume last week, and that compares to 166.83 the previous week. The average live weight from the Texas Panhandle was 11 pounds lower at 1298 pounds, and that compared to 1273 last year, but the percent heifers increased from 36% the previous week to 40%. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending November 29th was steady at 901 pounds. However, that is quite a bit above the previous year, which was 875 last year, and the 5-year average was only 863 pounds. The choice select spread ended the week at $10.93, and that would be about $4.92 lower compared to the previous week, but that is on the heels of that declining rib prices, which would really have some impact on the choice select spread. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.